Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Broadcasting live from the Bourbon Room in Hollywood, Los Angeles, California, America. It's the world's favorite stage production in the style of old-time radio. It's the Thrilling Adventure Hour!
Tonight, we invite you to begin your spooky summer with three tales too terrifying to tell. But tell them we shall, beginning with this evening's first feature, Beyond Belief. Meet Frank and Sadie Doyle, the toast of the upper crust. The toast of the upper crust, headliners on the society pages. And oh yes, they see ghosts.
Who cares what evil lurks in the hearts of men?
Unless evil's carrying the martini tray, darling.
Join the Doyles in tonight's dark episode, Sleigh Batter Batter. Our story begins high above Manhattan in the penthouse suite of the Plaza Hotel, where Frank and Sadie Doyle make their home and mix their drinks.
A toast, my love, to America's pastime.
Drinking?
Well, of course, drinking. What else could it possibly be?
Let's go upstairs and I'll show you.
Sorry, bad timing.
Yes. No thank you.
She said no thank you, and that goes double for me. Oh, I'll have a double.
And one for me makes four. Now... Where were we?
Oh, we weren't there yet, but we were well on our way before... yes, before that.
Who is it?
Well, I don't know. I'm only on this side of the door.
Who is it?
Well, consider me a friend indeed, sir, as I am, as they say, a friend in need.
In need? Oh, Frank, we'd better let him in.
Of course. For you, Sadie, anything. Even this bridge that is most certainly too far, this preventable bridge, this I do begrudgingly, gladly.
Well, howdy there.
Well, not here, no. We're more of a hello sort. Followed, of course, by goodbye.
Ah, okay, then. Hello, and we'll get to goodbye when the time comes. Meanwhile, I'm Kelmer Clanton, come to you hat in hand. Of course, that's just expressionary. Only hat I got here's this baseball cap. And this cap's no hat in most circles. Still, though, Got it in my hand here.
Darling, can we keep him? He's so rustic. No, folksy. No, homespun.
Oh, shucks.
Yes, that's it. He's so precisely, oh, shucks. Would you care for a cocktail, Mr. Clanton?
Well, thank you. Sure. Calm my nerves, which are doing jumping jacks, wind sprints, and shuttle runs up and down the field. Shall I just launch into it then? I don't want to waste y'all's time.
And yet here you are.
I don't want to waste too much of your time.
Oh, come now, Mr. Clanton. Too much is our raison d'etre.
Oh, well, thank you. And to be sure I got my gratitude aimed right, you are Frank Doyle, yes?
I am, and this is my wife, Sadie.
I'm Kelmer Clanton, as I said, and I find myself the coach of a baseball team.
You don't say.
Now, I've heard that baseball players nowadays have peculiar names. Is that so?
No more peculiar than they ever did before. Speaking of names, though, I got yours, Mr. Doyle, from Robert Feinstock.
Does not ring a bell.
The basketball coach at Beaconville High School?
The sort of bell where you wonder to yourself, for whom does that toll?
Go Beavers!
You win. The bell tolls all right. For me.
It does?
Sadie, I've told you about my time at Beaconville High. It's where, as a young man, I was sent by the church to pose as an even younger man, a student, and fight the various evils that escape the purgatory hole under the school.
I would watch that show. But only if they portrayed you precisely right, Frank.
Yeah! Oh, you kidding me? I'd watch that show. Not only would I watch it, I'd form a community and an identity around watching it.
Coach Finstock's star player transformed one terrible night into a basketball werewolf.
I would not watch that show.
Well, they could never air it. The bloodbath that followed Scott's transformation would never be allowed on television. Two teams, cheerleaders, spectators, torn to ribbons in a gymnasium under a full moon. Nobody won that game.
Nobody but that forward-looking fella who made his living selling silver bullets.
Yes, he pretty much cleaned up.
Coach Clanton, I can't imagine you drop by just to escort my husband down a ghastly lane of memories.
Ah! Wish I had you as my pencil when I took my SATs, because you are a sharpen. Mine had a broken point, actually, and I think that adversely affected my score.
I bet you aced the analogy section, though.
And you aced this cocktail. What is in this, by the way?
Gin.
And...
what do you mean, Anne?
Oh, in all of this talk about pencils earlier, Clanton, was there anything regarding a point?
Oh, heck yes! That old coach told this old coach that you're the man to boogie with the Uggies. And I got a problem in that department. You see, it seems some youngster with a Ouija board and a dream got a ghost goosing the stats and racking up wins for his favorite team.
Based on your chagrin, I'd wager your team isn't this boy's favorite team.
Sports betting is still frowned upon, but you'd come out a winner on that wager.
Boo.
That's what I say, only in not so many words and only half as pretty. Well, three quarters. Anyway... we play against that team, the Sarasota Springer Spaniels, next week, and I don't prefer losing at all, much less to a ghost.
How do you know a ghost is involved in this winning streak?
Well, the way they win is mostly by otherwise inexplicable antics. So in looking into it, well, Scuttlebutt says, and Scuttlebutt ain't steered me wrong yet, this is a ghost. And if you don't believe me, believe Scuttlebutt.
Is this ghost someone's father?
Yeah. That sometimes happens in baseball.
If so, the solution is the father and son must have a catch.
Well, how do I find out if the ghost is someone's pop? Before the game, preferably. Otherwise, I imagine it'll be too late for that catch to work.
Well, There are ways of divining that sort of thing, but they're myriad, complicated, mystical, and too much effort by half.
Sometimes twice that amount.
We find that in situations like this, it's best to just let them come to you.
How you mean?
Well, these things just have a way of just... Yes, exactly. Come in.
Everyone just stop what you're doing, got it? Put a pin in it and keep it in, okay? Got me? Go ahead and sound off if you got me.
That's your ghost?
He is rather opaque, isn't he?
That is not a ghost. That is a person. This is Lexford Coach Latrue. The team I was telling you about, Coach is their manager.
Now, I've heard that baseball players nowadays have peculiar names. Is that so?
Not that I've found.
Yeah. Says a manager named Coach.
They call me Coach because I fly coach. Always have, always will. I only ever want to be the right size for my britches.
Well, they call me Sadie Doyle, and this is my husband, Frank.
Of course you know Mr. Clanton.
By reputation.
And in person.
Really?
We've met several times.
Make an impression, this kind of thing wouldn't happen. Now, what's all this about a ghost?
Well, isn't that what you wanted us to put and keep a pin in?
Coach Latrue, do you have a ghost playing in your games?
And have you come to stop us from doing something about it?
Come to think of it, how did you know to what we were up?
And why are you playing a game of what's all this about vis-a-vis ghosts if you have one playing for you?
Unless you do not have a ghost on your team at all.
In which case, what have you come here to stop us doing?
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
First off, there's no such thing as ghosts. So second off, of course there's no ghost on my team. Who said there was?
Scuttlebutt.
Ron Scuttlebutt? He's a heck of a first baseman, but he doesn't know what he's talking about.
Scuttlebutt is a baseball player's name?
They do have peculiar names.
Second, I don't know what you were doing, or I'd have said it when I said it to stop doing it.
How did you know we were doing anything?
An angel whispered into my heart to come and stop you.
You don't believe in ghosts, but you believe in angels.
Easy to believe what you heard with your heart. Some kid, a fan of the Spaniels, prayed to that old umpire in the sky for a winning season, and well, an angel heard, dropped his harp, put on a cap, and hauled Keister downstairs to pitch in, but not his pitcher, in the outfield. And let me tell you, that fella wins games.
Mostly through antics.
Ah, that explains how you knew to come here. The halo gives them a bit of omniscience.
Somniscience.
Well, and some omnipotence.
Somnipotence. Which explains the game-winning antics.
Listen, I'm a manager who likes to mind his own business and win games. But if I were you, I'd stop whatever you're about to do unless you want to wind up wrestling with an angel.
But if we're to be so afraid of finding ourselves on the wrong side of an angel, why'd they send you here to stop us?
Yeah, it's something to do with biblical precedent on giving folks the power to choose. It's about free will. I don't know. File it under mysterious ways.
That's not how our filing system works at all.
Ways, comma, mysterious is where we would file it if we were to file it. Then file it there.
That's the angel.
Yeah, so we gathered that.
Couple of ground rules as it descends. Don't look it in the eye. Don't talk to it unless it talks to you. And here's a heads up. Talking to it is kind of like trying to catch a falling star. Not literally, of course, but similarly difficult.
Thanks for the clarification, Amelia Bedelia.
What does Amelia Bedelia have to do with this? Wait, you're not talking about Pedro Amelia Bedelia, the shortstop?
Baseball players have such peculiar names.
Lo, I have delivered myself unto you.
Lo?
Lo.
Is anyone else here grappling with the ramifications of this moment of proof of faith and what that means for arguably everything?
Not really, no.
Kinda?
A boy with a terminal illness prays to the heavens, not for his own salvation, but for the embodiment of the best of humanity, his local sports team. To be victorious, the textbook folly of a child, beautiful, selfless. John was his name, or Jim, one of those. And with every win, his health improves. His health improves, which is not us, by the way. We're not doing that. Maybe it was a misdiagnosis? Whatever it is, the whole thing has wakened in me a love of baseball stronger than any love I've ever known.
Did your halo just buzz?
I should have said love of God. I mean, that's in there too. Baseball, God, also winning, I should say. It's all a list in progress. Well, they're all tied for favorite. Okay, plain and simple. I believe dying kids wishing on baseball should get their wishes, even if they get better or weren't actually sick in the first place.
Is this the consensus among the angel population?
We're not a monolith. But yeah, the host agrees that we should grant the baseball wishes of dying kids. Honestly, if we didn't grant righteous prayers, what kind of angels would we be?
Well, I ain't a fella who easily admits defeat. So let me just cop to being more discouraged than running at a public pool.
Well, what's to stop you from tracking down a terminally ill child of your own to pray on your team's behalf?
By game time?
He'd have to already be pious.
Oh, well, there's no haystack in that needle.
Perhaps to even things out, we should summon a demon to play on your team.
Do not summon a demon in my presence.
What happened to free will?
More of a general guideline than anything else.
You know what the thing is about having, I'm sorry, do you have a name?
Lo.
Lo?
Lo.
Lo, I am the third of a trinity of angels who were created for Adonai, the eternal king of heaven. A tribute greater than any mortal sacrifice for his birthday. The big 500000, Odonai, Adona, and Idono.
Your name is Adono?
Idono.
Oh, I'm sorry, that's not a peculiar name? Forget it. You know, the thing about Idono playing on your team is that it ain't fair. It's tantamount to cheating.
Tantamount to cheating isn't cheating. If there's no rule written specifically against something, it isn't cheating. Welcome to sports.
Let's talk about something else.
Here's what. If y'all know a demon that's an infielder, that'd be a terrific help.
Go ahead and get him a demon. We'll still win. Pure soul, sure goals, can't fail. Oh.
Believe in yourself, darling. Anyone can fail.
Not me, because this angel...
I don't know.
Well, I do. Sure as it spoke into my heart, it lifts up the team by their hearts. Fill your whole batting order with demons if you want. Heck, put a Loch Ness monster on the mound. My non-pure soul, sure gold guys out there elevated by this angel, each and every one, can't hardly fail.
Just one moment. Are you saying you play all nine of your baseball men as well as this angel?
You have 10 players on your team?
No, not 10. No, the angel isn't really playing, per se.
Well, of course I am. I love it. I play baseball.
Yes. You and 9 other players.
At the same time.
Totaling 10.
All at once.
On the field.
Yes, exactly. Uh-oh. My halo!
Oh, and there.
Oh.
And there go your wings.
They were part of a package. Whoa. I feel lesser, diminished, fallen, mortal. It feels bad. Oh.
Drink this, you'll feel better.
Oh, I feel somewhat slightly better. And anyway, I've still got the spirit of baseball. I can still play, and for the first time, I'll do it with an actual body.
Well, you never picked up a bat, put on a glove, or even touched a ball.
No, I just did divine antics.
I'm good with it now. Go ahead, put them in.
I will be great. I know it.
What position will you play?
What's a position?
You're going to sit on the bench the whole game.
The whole entire game?
That's right.
Well, that sounds important.
Yeah, let's get your uniform.
We'll need one without wing holes.
That's the, that's the only kind they have. Come on. You got to walk now. Hey, look at that. You're natural. Almost. Just alternate your feet there. Okay.
Heck, I cannot thank you folks enough. But at the risk of coming up with whammies, I wonder if I could still push my luck. Can I still get that demon in my infield?
Definitely you cannot. Sorry.
Good day, Mr. Clanton.
Yeah, sure, that makes sense. So long. Y'all are neat.
Now then, where were we?
I believe we were about to go upstairs to discuss America's pastime.
I have a feeling this one may go to extra innings.
And I have a feeling you're right, darling.
Oh, somewhere in this favored land, the sun is shining bright. The band is playing somewhere, and somewhere hearts are light. And somewhere men are laughing, and somewhere children shout. But there's much more joy in the penthouse suite, for the guests have been kicked out. Join the Doyles next time when they once again walk beyond belief in a dark tale titled To Mock a Killing Bird.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.